This is a Haven Today Faith Not Fear update. I'm Charles Morris. Easter's coming as fraud follows the spread of coronavirus. Fake vaccines, fake testing, fake investment scams exacting a toll. In Louisville, Kentucky, they're still trying to track down at least two scammers who set up mobile testing sites, promising, for $250 a pop, test results in 24 hours. A minor actor in Hollywood arrested by an undercover FBI agent for peddling unknown pills he promised were a proven cure. In Canada, door-to-door salespeople showing up with cleaning products of dubious ingredients, phishing on computers and phone text messages asking for personal information. With disease comes the disease of fraudulent schemes. These will continue as fears rise. From the very beginning of ministry, Jesus set his face on the cross. He did it for us, so we could set our faces on the cross, even with COVID-19. Easter's coming. Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus as we enter a special week called Easter's Coming. On this program, we're meeting up with a Baptist pastor in California. We'll hear his story of how he caught the coronavirus and what it's like. Both he and his pregnant wife have it. And as we start a new week together, I want us to look to the cross and how we all need the cross of Christ more than ever today. As you're living through this pandemic, may I suggest not just for you, but for those you love, the Jesus Storybook Bible. Every story whispers his name. Written by Sally Lloyd-Jones. And when you read this book, you'll find a phrase that talks about the never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love that only God can give us. A couple of years ago, I asked Sally Lloyd-Jones how she came up with this well-known phrase that describes God's love for his people.
You know what I think it was? I know that my life was all a preparation for writing it. My upbringing, not understanding that God loved me, all that was part of what made me get to that place. So I'm researching the whole book and I'm soaking myself in theology. I'm listening to sermons. I'm doing a course in the progress of redemption. So I'm really in this whole wonderful thing. And one day I'm thinking I'll do this book and it'll be good, but I'll move on to my other books that are more, I really hadn't kind of got the idea of what this book might be. So I'm researching, but there was one day where I was thinking I'm going to do a good job and it'll be great. And then I'll move on to what I think God's really calling me to. That was the day before. And then the next day, something changed. And I believe it was then that God gave me the idea. He set my imagination on fire. And at that point, it changed to, wait a minute. I could give this everything and it would be amazing. And from then on, my heart was on fire and I was having a kind of revival at my desk all the time. And I think that phrase just came from this overwhelming feeling of God loves us in this way that doesn't ever give up and never stops. And I just thought, how many ways can I say it that actually they're not repeating words, they're telling you the different facets of what makes the love unbreakable and never changing. And it came from that place of that God had warmed my heart.
The author of the best-selling Jesus Storybook Bible, Sally Lloyd-Jones. A perfect way for children in your life who are home from school, looking for something to do. Actually, this book helps adults understand the Bible better as well. And if you already have a copy of the book, why not pray about who you could send one to help minister to their family during this time? We have the deluxe edition, Words That Lead You to Jesus from All of Scripture, the book, and then the audio version with British actor David Suchet, the deluxe edition. Get one for yourself. Get more for those at a distance. Call us after the program at 800-654-2836. 800-654-2836. Or make a minimum gift and also give us those other addresses for the Jesus Storybook Bible at haventoday.org, haventoday.org. Well, we've been hearing so much about the coronavirus, we thought it might be helpful to hear from someone who has it. He's a pastor at Riverside Baptist Church in California. That's not too far from our studios. In fact, our warehouse manager is a deacon in that church. Pastor Christian Torres, thank you so much for joining me for the very first time, even as you are recovering from coronavirus.
It is a pleasure to be on the program. I'm so thankful to the Lord for getting me out of the COVID-19 pit.
Mm, amen. Christian, you're a father of four little girls, and your wife is expecting a fifth child any time now. Thankfully, your girls are well, and even though your wife has an active case, she's showing no symptoms. What was it like for you? What were the early symptoms?
Yes, it started, I believe it was March the 9th, and we were holding a family conference here at Riverside Baptist Church in Southern California. And I went home that evening from our evening service, and I just started to feel lethargic. And then the following morning, you know, I thought, this can be remedied with a cup of latte. And so I did that, and I was fine that day. But the evenings following that, I started to have fevers and chills. And then March the 16th is when I started to isolate myself. I stayed in our guest room, and during the day, I would go to my home office and use the bathroom there. I talked to my staff. They suggested that I go see the doctor. And so I did. On March 18th, I went to the urgent care. And of course, during that time, I didn't have the fever. I didn't have the coughing. I didn't have the shortness of breath. And so the nurse practitioner said, "You absolutely do not need to be tested." And so hearing that news, I said, "Okay, I'll go home. We'll do the service tonight." This was Wednesday night. And we did our service online on Facebook Live. And then I went home and I started the fever again and the chills. And then I started coughing. And then the shortness of breath, difficulty of breathing came upon me. I described it to our friends here that I felt like I was running a race, but not moving anywhere with that difficulty of breathing and the coughing fit. The following nights, it was like that, and my body is racked with pain because of the dry cough. It sent pains and muscle spasms in my stomach muscles and my back muscles, and it felt like my head was going to explode. My temples were just throbbing because of the persistent fever and the shortness of breath and the coughing. And upon the wise counsel of one of our deacons, I went to the ER March 21st. And that was when all of my symptoms were present. And so they tested me for the flu, and they tested me for COVID-19. The flu was negative, and it was a waiting game for COVID-19.
Christian, when you then did get in the hospital, you're home now, but when you did get in the hospital, how many days were you there?
So I went back to the ER 5 days after I first visited there, and that's when they told me that I tested positive for COVID-19, and they hospitalized me there for 48 hours. They put me in an isolation room, and as they were wheeling me onto the second floor, I actually said goodbye to my wife, who was put right next to me across the room from me, as she was also being tested for COVID-19. It was unreal. I'm being wheeled out of the ER to go to isolation room, you know, waving goodbye to my wife. And that's really all I could do, because I couldn't touch her. I couldn't touch anyone, and they wouldn't, you know, let that happen there. And to see the hospital transformed into somewhat of a scene that you can only watch on TV, you know, a sci-fi TV where everybody's suited up and the walls are covered with plastic contraptions and all of that. And I'm being wheeled to the second floor to be isolated. And I was there for 48 hours in that room.
Mm. Wow. Christian, it's Easter week. We've got some significant things we get to celebrate, including the resurrection of our Savior. My brother in Christ, what's your message for us this Easter week, heading into Easter Sunday?
Well, if I could summarize it in two scriptures,
please.
I'd like to do that. When they were stripping me of my clothing in the isolation room, of course, you know, the healthcare workers were so brave to be there in the front line of this virus, and I so appreciate them. I have a new and great appreciation for our healthcare workers. And I asked for a Bible, and they gave me one, and I started writing out Psalm 23 through Psalm 28. And in Psalm 24, verse 1, it stopped me in my tracks, and it says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." And I just started to just be impacted by that. And I felt the weight of the truth that God possesses everything, including the very breath that I take. He is in control of all of it. There's no maverick molecule that escapes his control. And he can do whatever he like to do with anything and with everything. And so when that verse came to me that evening, I just rested in the fact that, yes, God, you are God. You are good. And I rest in that he would do it according to his pleasure and for my benefit. And so I'm so thankful to the Lord for that. And then the second verse that I can testify is found in Psalm 30, where the psalmist says, "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me." You know, the following 24 hours in my hospital stay, my fever was gone. And that's what prompted the doctor to say, "Yeah, we're going to discharge you." And so so thankful to the Lord for that. So the message that I have for this Easter is basically that God is God. He possesses everything, and that points to his position, which is high and lofty. No one can overthrow him from his throne, and that although he is that omnipotent God, he is omnibenevolent God. That is, he is all good. He does things out of his love and goodness. He doesn't do things out of a whim. And so we can rest in that truth as we think about Easter. And that is the same power which raised Jesus Christ from the grave. And it was true then. Yes. It is true now, even as we think about our very unusual time today.
And it is so unusual.
Yes, sir.
Christian Torres, pastor of Riverside Baptist Church. Easter's coming. You believe that. You know that in light of the resurrection, and in a sense, your resurrection, even as you are recovering from coronavirus yourself. Would you lead us in prayer right now?
Absolutely.
Thank the Lord for the cross, but thank him for the empty tomb,
Amen.
Too.
Our Father in heaven, Lord God, thank you for healing me. Thank you. I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. You are God. You are a good God. And you do things out of your love and goodness. Lord, I pray this week as we celebrate the Easter celebrations all throughout the world, Lord, I pray first for the healthcare workers who are so brave and going in and out on the front lines. And Father, I pray that your hand of power be upon them, protection and safety for them and their loved ones as well. And then, Lord, I pray for the churches all around the globe. Perhaps some will not meet together, but there are other means where we're able to meet. The churches might be empty this Easter, but then again, the tomb of Jesus Christ is also empty. And so, Lord, we can take from that truth, and we can be thankful to you that Christ rose from the grave as a confirmation of his power and validation that he satisfied the demands of the law and the demands of God. And he has propitiated for all of those who come to him for salvation. Lord, thank you again for healing me. Thank you for the outpouring of your love through your people who gave their labor of love to pray for me and my family. And I pray, God, that we would look to you even in this very unusual time of our life, that you are God, you are good. And so this I'm able to say through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Christian Torres, pastor, Riverside Baptist Church, coronavirus victim, but raised to new life. Happy Easter to you, brother. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Charles, for having me. God bless you, and happy Easter.
Weren't you encouraged? Encouraged by a Baptist pastor who, with his wife, both are recovering from COVID-19, and his wife is pregnant, and you any time now. Truly, the Lord is good. As Easter's coming, we want to minister to you, and for you to minister to others. Call us or go online for the Jesus Storybook Bible, Every Story Whispers His Name, by Sally Lloyd-Jones. For a minimum gift to the ministry, we'll send you the Jesus Storybook Bible. And if you'd like to send this directly to those you know are stuck at home and could really use something to help point them to Jesus with more time on their hands, give us their addresses, their names, and a little note, and we'll send it to your loved ones with no extra shipping costs. You just need to call us right now, and the number is 800-654-2836. That's 800-654-2836. Or do it online at haventoday.org, haventoday.org. Tomorrow, join us as we look to Easter through the Jesus lens of John chapter 12. I'm Charles Morris. Thanks for joining me. And Pastor Christian Torres, won't you come back again tomorrow as again we share together the Easter story, the story that's all about Jesus, here on Haven Today.